get John's nail gun out, just pow, pow. Okay, I'm here. I can't move.
Now you're good.
Okay, good deal. Speaking of John's nail gun, me and Wade Chandler had the best time with that thing at Camp Victory. I would sit back and launch them things over the pond until John got on to us. He said, "You're going to hurt somebody." I said, "It ain't that far." Me and Wade are averaging about 160 yards. We're trying to beat it, so we're putting more arc on. We had a good time. I was so thankful.
You can't send a teenager just look.
Yeah, absolutely. Right there in front of you. I wanted to show y'all this morning. Hot, right? I wanted to show y'all this morning. This was my diploma from Moody Bible Institute. And I've had it for a couple of weeks. This was just my beginning is what it was. And I do plan on going back at the first of next year and re-enrolling and starting my master's program is what I'd like to do. But I wanted to say thank you because each and every one of you made this possible for me. You really did. Y'all helped me. And you prayed for me. And you helped in so many ways that I'm forever grateful. And when I got it in the mail, I told Tanya, I said, "Oh my goodness, look at this." Because you got to remember, I went back to school at 40 years old, and I've been out of college a long time. And we had computers, but not really. I mean, to be honest with you, that wasn't a big thing. Like when I was in high school, we didn't have cell phones. We didn't have any of that stuff, really. If you had a cell phone, you was like a rich kid. You know, I didn't get those till I was 23, 24. Fauna, how old were you when you got your first cell phone? 10? Yeah. It was older, right? Because that was one of those things. But a bag phone. To each and every one of y'all, though, I wanted to say thank you. I'm super proud of this, and I do look to continue my education. You know, these are the things it's just a part of it is what it is. But it helps you grow in Christ is what it does. Now, I can't say that you can't take your Bible and you can't find you a quiet spot and you can't learn about Jesus just like I do. And that is when we really get down to it. Man told a story one time of the best time that he had, the best time that he had came to know Christ didn't have anything to do with seminary or church. But it was when he was at his house and he said, "I had this spot in my backyard that I would go and I would take my Bible and I would open it up on the ground, on the grass." And he said, "I'd get on my knees before it and I would just pray that God would reveal his spirit through his word to me." And he said, "You had no idea what that meant to me and how it made me grow as a person and how it made me grow as a Christian." Believe it or not, when we sing Victory in Jesus, it is Anna Gilliard's personally favorite song, and I commend each and every one of you for that because it was what she grew up on listening to Brother Alvin. That's probably, huh? His favorite too. I've actually got the lyrics framed, that Leslie Carter gave to me that sit on my mantle above my fireplace. They took the Get My Gilliard name and threw it away and put Victory in Jesus up there. That's how serious we are. And I'll take a picture. I'd be happy to show it, but it sits on my mantle right now. And it's those things, it's those streets of gold that it talks about in there. On 499 is where the actual scripture it is. It said, "I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory." Guys, y'all all know with viruses are going to come and go. This is a fallen world that we live in, but we serve a God who is in control. Amen. Y'all going to make me lose my voice today. I can already tell you because I'm going to holler. I'm telling you that we need to remember that we do have victory in Jesus Christ is what we do. I know I can't help it, Benny. I'm doing the best I can. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, though, I want you to turn to John chapter 1 is where I would like to start off at today. And I want to show you how the domino effect is so important to us today and that how we see it. And we're actually in John 1:35 is where we're starting off. And a little bit about today, I titled today The Domino Effect is what I did, because what is a domino effect? Has anybody ever seen that? Have you ever stacked up dominoes before in a row? Now, I know Miss Nancy likes to play the dominoes. This ain't what I'm talking about. I don't even know how to play that game. But you line them up in a row and you can topple them. And the thing is, when one hits one and knocks the other one, it's a domino effect. They keep knocking each other down. Oh, I'm good. Knocking each other down is what they do. We're the same way when it comes to the Word of God. When somebody tells us about Jesus, we should have the domino effect and we should spread it. Andrew does the best job of this in the Bible that I want us to look at this morning. John 1:35 says, "The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. And when he saw Jesus passing by, he said, 'Look, the Lamb of God.'" Let's open in prayer. God, thank you, Lord, so much for your word, dear Lord, and what it means to us. Father, help us to draw everything we need from your words, dear Lord, that we can take them, that we can apply them directly to our lives. Be with us these next few moments, Father, as we just glorify you, Lord, through your word, Father. May it help us carry it on into our weeks this week as we bring you praise, we bring you honor, we bring you glory. It's in your most holy name I pray. Amen. What was so good when he said, when he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." How many times have you said in your life, "There was Jesus"? I can remember saying that when my kids were born. I can remember saying that when maybe things hadn't always gone my way, or maybe there's been a trying time, maybe the loss of a job, maybe something didn't go exactly what you thought, but maybe when it had all passed, you said to yourself, "There was Jesus the whole time. I see him now. I couldn't see him before." John plays a crucial role in this because he's showing Andrew Jesus right there in the flesh. It said, when the two disciples, 37 says, when the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning around, Jesus saw them, and Jesus says, "Well, what do you want?" And you realize they said, "Rabbi, where are you staying?" "Come," he replied, "and you will see." It's amazing how, I don't know if anybody else caught it, but he didn't answer the question. Now, when we look, we see Jesus. We talked Wednesday night when we were in the Gospel of Luke. We talked about Jesus in the teen years, that one example that Luke gives us, and how he humbled himself and how he taught us and how he showed us the right ways. He was teachable. He asked questions. He learned. He grew in wisdom. He grew in stature. He grew in favor with God. He spiritually grew. The location of where they're at right now is they're at Bethany on the other side of the Jordan is where they're at. Would you believe if I told you the most dominoes toppled in a circle field is right at 90,000 dominoes? It's amazing that people could have the time to stack that many up. But could you imagine the effect that it has? Now you think of, you know, I'm leading up something here. Think of yourself today and think of yourself as a domino. When you hear the word of Jesus, what should you do? Pass it on, right? Yeah, man, share it. That's exactly what you should do. That's what we see happening in God's words right here. He says, "Come," he replied, "and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying, and they spent the day with him, and it was about 4 p.m. And look at what Andrew does. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who had heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. And it says, 41 says, the first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah." The first thing he did. Now, what do you see out of that set of scriptures that is so powerful? You see that there was no delay. There wasn't an excuse. "Oh, I'll tell him tomorrow." How many times has possibly you done that when we said there was Jesus in a situation, but we might have held it in? There's been through all sorts of trials, and I think a lot of times, if you look at it, we might be in one right now. We possibly could be. I talked to you earlier about dusting off the Bibles. A lot of times, maybe God's getting somebody's attention. You never know, right? You don't. We know our Lord works in mysterious ways and that he has us. Those who faithful follow, we learned last week from Trey, he said, Trey even told us, he said, God is a just God. He has us right where he wants us. We always have to keep our focus and faith right on top of him. But we look at the when we look to the word, we see no excuses. We see no delay. He didn't hesitate on anything. The first thing he does is he go gets Simon. We found the Messiah, and he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, you are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas, which when translated is Peter. What if Andrew wouldn't have done that? What if Andrew would have kept it to himself and not went and got Peter? How many people do you think Peter was responsible for saving, for leading to Christ? What a domino effect is what I'm getting at. What a domino effect. An effect that a similar or smaller change causes a bigger change. That's all we're doing is going down the line. We should each have that on the forefronts of our minds. When I went to seminary, when I started seminary 3.5 years ago, I said, Lord, I don't know if I can do this. I don't even know what MLA format is. Anna and Emily had to help me, and that's the truth. They had to explain it. I was going, I don't know what that means. I about had to get Brenda on the phone to go, what do you even do here? But slowly but surely I learned, and I retaught myself. I didn't let it slow me down just because I had a small obstacle. I climbed over it and I kept going. Isn't that what we need to do today when it comes to our relationships with Jesus? You can't tell me that you haven't had the Lord put somebody in your path that you might have needed to be a domino for, that you might have needed just to tell somebody about Jesus. What an amazing scripture that we have and we get to see. COVID-19, or the coronavirus, whatever you want to call it, I told you earlier, Christ over viruses and infectious diseases. I will stick with that for the rest of the time that it sits here and presents itself to us. That I do want y'all to be careful, that I don't want anybody to get sick. I don't want a single person to be hurt. I know that Lord knows we all get obstacles in our way, and we all have to be on the forefront for Jesus. When it comes, we need to follow the example of what Andrew did right there for us. Now, if you take this a step further too, we follow the example of Andrew. Look at John 3:16 right there. And I really, really want to drive this home. 3:16 says, and this is people's favorite verse, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. If you skip down to 19 right there, look at what it says, what John writes. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people, look at what it says, but people loved darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. Does that resonate with anybody? Oh, I got you thinking now. You might have said, hey, you just shin kicked me. Because like I said, we can sing victory in Jesus. We can take that and we can apply those words to our lives because we do have victory in Jesus. But it's those things right there, if you feel like you got the darkness around you, you need to come out and come into the light. That means repent. That means ask forgiveness. That means turn from it. Whatever that is that might be convicting you, turn in it and turn toward that light that we need to see where you need to be in. Then you will experience it. But look at what he says. 21 says, but whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. How much more powerful can we get when we look at God's word right in front of us and how we can apply it? Andrew gives us a wonderful example of exactly what it's like to see Jesus for the first time, you know what? I'm finna go get my brother because he ain't gonna believe this. That'd be the same thing as Benny running to Tim and going and getting him and saying, hey, I found him. I found the Messiah. Come on with me and Alvin. We're gonna go look at him. We're gonna go show him to you. You found him. Keep in mind, when we go over different things like this, and trust me, I feel like it is a test is what it is for the church. That's exactly what I think it is in my heart. I started with this church 2 months ago, and you realize I've only been kicked in the head twice and in the stomach once. But that's okay. I can get up and keep going, right? That's what we do. And not that bad, y'all, I'm kidding. But I always feel like the devil is always trying to ploy against us. Satan wanders back and forth. This is one of those times where we need to hang steadfast. Yes, the sickness is serious, and yes, I do not want anybody catching it. Please remember to take all the precautions. I cannot emphasize that enough. Be careful, protect yourselves. But thank goodness we are going to continue meeting on Sunday mornings. That I'm thankful for that. I'll take that. That's better than a lot of people that have said nothing. I'm glad we're at least doing that part. On Wednesday nights, on Sunday nights, I expect you to do the same thing. Reach out to somebody and call them. You can have, there's lots of different ways to experience church. Just like I told you earlier about maybe finding that time in your yard or around a table. Take your Bible and maybe spend some time with God. Amen? Maybe spend some time with Him, learning, loving on Him, telling Him your deepest, whatever it might be. Because the last place I want you to be is in the darkness. I want you to be into the light is where I want you to be. And that's where Jesus wants us to be. You know, those first set of scriptures when He said, there was Jesus. That is about the most powerful thing we can think of. And there was Jesus. And you can each reference that to your lives at one point or another. I can be so times when we're during the, just like I said, when Anna had her back surgery, when any of the kids have been hurt and had to go to the ER, when Tanya had a couple of scares with losing blood and stuff like that after the kids, there was Jesus. There was Jesus. We find Him when we set our eyes upon Him is what we do. Now I want you to think today, and especially too, y'all want to talk about being wide open too. Jacob and Emily getting married and this wedding stuff. Jay and I don't know how y'all did it, this stuff. Whew. Anyway, that's a whole nother sermon. Amen. Amen. It's a whole nother sermon. But it comes true when we just find our focus right on Jesus Christ. That's what we need to do now. As we look at the example of Andrew, I don't want you to delay. If that example comes across you this week or you get the chance to share Jesus with somebody, don't you dare hesitate. You follow the example. Be that domino for Jesus. Find Him in what he says. As we get ready for our hymn of invitation, and I know I'm over time. If we get ready for our hymn of invitation, consider that this week. As we do something a little different is what we do. Just like Brother Alvin said this morning, it's a little different, but it's okay. It's okay. My cell phone's in there. If there's anything I can do, please don't hesitate to call. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we just come before You now, dear Lord, and we look to You, Father God, for all of our answers, dear Lord, and for all of our strength. I pray, God, that You be with us, dear Lord, as we've made our plans, Father God, and Lord, You're right there at the forefront. Lord, You'll lead, You'll guide, You'll direct. Lord, this is Your house, Father God. We know the people in here, Lord, make up Your church. And Father God, we can be on mission for You, dear Lord. Help us to follow the example that Andrew left us in Your Word, God. How powerful, and to always remember that You're right there with us. Help us to keep our eyes on You. Lord, we love You and we thank You. These things I ask in Your most precious and holy name. Amen. Amen. As Leslie sings our hymn of invitation, the altar's wide open if you'd like to come down, pray. I'm wide open if you'd like to come, join the church, whatever you want to do, rededicate your life. I'm here also. So Let's all stand.